18. It's getting worse. Riker, September 2172, Seoul. A crowd stood outside the police lines. Hopeless faces, some crying, parents holding children by the hand, couples holding each other, wearing stricken looks. People who would be better off almost anywhere but here. 63 confirmed dead so far. The apartment building, a rundown six-floor concrete structure with no balconies, now had a huge bite taken out of it at ground level. That it would have to be condemned was a given. I was more worried that it might fall over at any moment, crushing everything nearby. This wasn't a great neighborhood. By almost any pre-war standards, it would be a slum. Buildings all had their own power systems since the invention of dependable fusion, but the streets were dirty, unlit, and covered with graffiti. Windows and doors at ground level had long since been reinforced or completely covered over. Stains ran down the sides of the structures from weather, deteriorating paint, and contributions from birds. The people living in this favela hadn't been significant in any way. They weren't government or military or anything that would justify making them a target. Just people. Probably unemployed, living on the edge of poverty. Most of them likely had no hope, no future, other than the possibility of eventual emigration to another star system. What was the point? What could possibly justify this? The perpetrators had attacked people with next to nothing and taken even that. Sometimes it shamed me to think that I used to be human. I accepted a call from the Brazilian minister. "This is the third attack this month, Riker. And there has been no progress in catching the perpetrators. What assurances can you give me that something will be done?" Minister Benedito looked more spooked than angry. Very probably he was worried about his job. Still, this wasn't the time to get my back up. "Minister, I'm not in charge of the investigation. Really, I'm not in charge of anything except the global emigration effort. I'm here as, well, a consultant. I will help out the investigation any way I can. But you have to look to your internal security forces to get this resolved. Plus whatever the UN can do, of course." I could see from Benedito's face that he didn't think much of my response, but it was all I had. I made mining drones available to the emergency personnel to help locate and extract bodies or survivors. I set up surveillance drones around the perimeter in case the terrorists tried to send in a follow-up attack. And I made sure that those in charge had a direct line to me. And mostly, I waited. This was, as the minister had said, the third attack this month. This was terrorism, pure and simple. And not even for any political end, as far as I could tell. There had been no announcements, no demands. Someone simply seemed to be out to get Brazil. Since Florianopolis was pretty much all that was left of the former empire, this was the natural target. 1,500 ships or 1,500 trips. The inexorable logic of mathematics mocked me. Minister Gerald, the representative from New Zealand, was holding forth again on my shortcomings, both real and imagined. He really hated me for some reason, and had since day one. Not that I cared, the man was a putz, but my orderly mind liked to have a link between cause and effect. Plus, if I was going to create this kind of reaction in someone, I would rather have an end game. Fighting some random idiot was a waste of energy. Today's rant was about the sabotage and our inability to deal with it. I let my public avatar display alert interest while I rolled my eyes in my VR. He finally ran down, and I prepared to offer a response, but the minister from the Maldives beat me to it. And beating a computer to the punch was an impressive feat. I wondered if I should do a systems check. The chair recognized Minister Sharma, and she stood up.
"I'd like to thank the minister for giving us a summary of his speech from last session, which, if I recall, was also a summary from a previous speech. I'd be even more appreciative if it had been a prelude to some new information, or at least witty. Minister Gerald, you've obviously got a problem with the replicants. I'd like to ask you to take it offline so we can get on with actual business."
The attention lights blinked rapidly, the remote meeting's equivalent of applause. Minister Gerald's face clouded up and he sat back, arms crossed. I made a note to send Sharma a thank you note. But she was right. He obviously had a pickle up his butt about replicants in general and me in particular. The next item on the agenda concerned the deteriorating climate. Several enclaves in the higher latitudes were approaching non-viability. Two ships, Exodus 4 and Exodus 5, were due to launch this month. The UN had confirmed that the island nations would be sent to Poseidon. The question on the table was whether we needed to switch the order of emigration or whether we could just move the troubled enclaves into the vacated territories. Everyone had an opinion, and every opinion seemed to be different. I leaned back and looked around. I just realized that Homer wasn't here. He usually popped in to mock the UN meetings. I think I was starting to depend on his satirical take on things to get me through the tedium. Looked like I'd have to get through this one the old-fashioned way. I activated Sandbox Bob and handed off the video window. Freedom.